This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:07. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila and Lynn. First up, we're discussing the National Robotics Roadmap or the rise of robot technology in Malaysia.
Well, I mean, clearly we're sensationalizing a little bit, but just to say that the National Robotics Roadmap aims to mainstream the use of robotic technology in the country. And according to the Prime Minister, Dato' Sri Ismail Sabri Yaakob, the roadmap could help reduce dependence on foreign labour and thereby minimise the outflow of foreign exchange. The government has set a target on increasing robot usage from 55 units per 10,000 workers, that was in 2019, to 195 units per 10,000, which is a jump of almost four. And that is by 2030.
Yes. So, I mean, all of this really leads to, I think, wanting to understand what that space is that this robotics technology will occupy within our various sectors, because we hear so much about the opportunities that are involved. We hear so much about the ways in which perhaps we can contend with things like labor issues, where we can contend with even extending to questions of perhaps exploitation of workers, right? And how having technology like this could help us mitigate those issues. But on the other hand, there's also the question of what we need to do to get there and whether we're ready.
So I think a big part of this is also, as you say, right, considering the correct industries and putting the use of this technology in the right focus. That also comes with sufficient and appropriate communication. Because, of course, if you hear that your job's basically going to be taken over by automation and robots, there is that question, therefore, of what should I be doing then? Is my job future-proof? If it isn't, or if it is, you know, what should I be doing to try to ensure that? What other avenues of growth are there for me? Of course, I mean, this is a gradual growth, right? We're looking at it up to the point of 2030, but I suppose it's easier to say if you feel like your job isn't necessarily the one that's on the chopping block. And so in terms of deciding where the focus is going to be, the other part of it is communicating it, right, to the industries and saying, here are some ways in which you can take that up, and communicating it to workers as in, here is what we will be doing, and this is what that opens up for you in terms of avenue of employment and so on.
Because when we think about robotics, I think it's very easy to get swept away. As you know, it is fun to do and look at the sort of high-tech scenarios in which we can imagine the technology being used. But often these technologies have such practical uses in fields that you may not think of, things like agriculture, for instance, where a lot of opportunity exists to be able to expand what we do, to focus on maybe the human aspect being the specialists and about knowledge transfer. Because when you use robotics, you can actually free them up to play that role. So I do think that there are things that we need to discuss. And I absolutely agree. I think part of speaking to them also means asking them what they need, because the stakeholders need to be engaged in a particular way. And it's not just about foisting a new technology onto people.
Also curious about whether or not there are enough companies currently in the robotics industry to supply said robots, and, you know, what exactly they're developing in this area. So overall, I mean, excited, but also I suppose our guest, Dr. Yong Che Fai, is best placed to actually tell us what's going to happen.
Yes, so we will be speaking to him shortly, but do let us know. Are you excited about robots being a bigger part of our lives and industries? Where would you like to see this applied? You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio.
Balming frustrated minds. BFM 89.9.
It is 5:12. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila and Lynn. And today we're talking about the National Robotics Roadmap, which is in the works. And according to the PM, something that they're using to essentially reduce our dependence on foreign labor and to minimize the outflow of foreign exchange. So we wanted to get a sense of what this roadmap might entail and what we need to essentially be addressing. We do want to hear from you. Are you excited about robots being a bigger part of our lives and industries? Where would you like to see this applied? You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Joining us now is Dr. Yong Che Fai, Managing Director and Co-Founder of DF Automation and Robotics. Dr. Yong, thanks for joining us today. Can you start by walking us through the landscape in Malaysia? How developed is the robotics industry and what's the current interest towards using it?
Yeah, I think robotics in Malaysia right now is actually picking up. Let me share about maybe 10 years ago when I'm in this industry, when we start to sell robot to customer. So customer will look at robot and will say, that, hey, this is so cute. And you know, that's about it. They don't really understand or aware the benefit of using robot. So for the last, you know, 3 and 4 years, the government tried to push a lot of effort to introduce robot. I think this is really good. And because of COVID also, they see automation robot is even more important. And we have seen the drastic of usage of robotic in Malaysia actually currently. And I think the growth is continued toward a lot more vertical instead of just, you know, in industry. Now, people are starting talking to, can I use a robot in service, in restaurant, in hospital, and so on and so forth.
So how is robotics technology currently being applied?
In Malaysia, I would say for the last couple of years, mostly are being used in manufacturing. And this is where most of the work are very, very labor intensive and also very, you know, sometimes dangerous. For example, if you've been to some electronic manufacturing, they hire between 3,000 to 5,000 operators just to do a very repetitive and labor intensive kind of a job. So this is where the robot come very, very handy. They can, you know, do the task for 24/7 and then with very little error. And we also see robots are being used in palletizing, where they pick up the product and put into the boxes. And this is a very, very, again, labor-intensive job, and you need strength to do that. So if you ask the operator to do this kind of a job, normally it's kind of very difficult for them. So these are the areas where the robot have been used and adopted in Malaysia. But now people are looking into robot in agriculture, particularly in Malaysia. I think that is a gap at this moment of time. And there's a lot of companies are trying to reach a gap to introduce a robot into this field. I think hospital also, we've seen some usage of robot as well. For example, to do UV disinfection of the hospital, to deliver food, and so on and so forth.
So what are your thoughts on this national robotics roadmap?
Yeah, I mean, personally, I really like that idea. And in fact, we've been waiting for this kind of a roadmap or top-down kind of approach so that it can really help Malaysia to grow. We've seen similar, I would say, strategy being deployed into other countries. And because of that, I think the country become more prosper. One example, I think Singapore and Korea, they adopt a lot of robots because they value the human worker so that all the repetitive tasks, all the low-skill jobs can be actually replaced by all these robots. So right now, if you don't have this kind of a roadmap, sometimes it's very difficult to convince the company to adopt robots. So with this kind of a roadmap, I think it makes more company or end user to aware the importance of robot. And yeah, slowly, they can start to adopt smaller kind of automation robot. In the future, they can start to adopt more complicated or complex robot, which bring more value to their company and also to the country.
So could you elaborate on that? I mean, what potential for growth is there with the blueprint?
I think I'm looking into maybe short-term and long-term. So for the short-term, just like I shared early on, awareness is very, very important. So when we have this roadmap, then the government or the private entity will try to blast about this kind of a direction, and they start to aware the importance of robotics, and they start to adopt. And this is also give them a quick win in many, many cases, because there's a lot of companies are yet to adopt robot. So there will be a lot of quick win, in my personal opinion. And moving forward also, when we reach into the place where most of the company have start to use a robot, they see the benefit of a robot in their plant, they will start to ask for more. Then this is where, you know, the potential of a startup, the potential of innovation will come around. And I think this is going to prosper Malaysia as a country. Maybe we'll come up with more technology company to build more solution for, you know, different kind of problem and solution.
So what would it look like actually for robots to be made mainstream?
I think we are not expecting the robot will be, you know, in our daily life, like Iron Man moving around, flying around and stuff like that. But I think most of the, because we've been to a lot of factory, and every time when we went to a factory, we see people. And then that is the time that we think that, hey, actually we shouldn't use too much people for this kind of a job, because this is not, you know, healthy, and this is not good for them and whatnot. So we were expecting that, let's say, a 3,000 to 5,000 kind of operator company can reduce, you know, into about 1,000. So the rest of the job can be done by robot. So this is something that we will expect. And of course, throughout our life also, sometimes we met certain job that actually can be done by robot. And I think this is sort of the issue right now in Malaysia, the palm oil. You know, we are not able to hire operator or workers to go and harvest the palm oil. And in fact, if we have capability and also the resources, we are able to actually, you know, build robot to actually pick up the palm oil, so on and so forth. And then when you go to all this agriculture or manufacturing, most of them you will see robot instead of, you know, human. So I would say that that would be how it looks like in the near future.
So the number now, you know, Malaysia uses about 55 robots per 10,000 workers. The government is aiming to increase that to 195 units by 2030. How feasible is this goal?
Yeah, I think this is very, very feasible. I mean, according to the data, Singapore have been using about 918 robots per 10,000 employees. And Singapore, as we know, they are a very small country. We know the population is not as big as Malaysia. So they are a bit achieved to achieve that. Then the next one we can see, also the next in the list is Korea. They have about 855 robots being used at every 10,000 employees. So looking into that, actually the world average is about 113. And in Asia, it's about 118. So if you look into that, I think to achieve 195 units per 10,000 by 2030 is actually very, very feasible.
So the fear with increased automation is that it will result in a loss of jobs. How can we account for this as we move towards robotics?
Yeah, I think this is always the number one worry for everyone, including the workers, the employer, and also the government. But I think if you try to understand further what the robot can help, actually, it just don't take away the job, but it just create new job. For example, the job that actually the robot will replace are those jobs that actually the operator or the worker doesn't want to do. For example, you know, to do pick and place or assembler, sitting there for 24 hours, 7, with that kind of a tiny salary. And there are some jobs that actually is very dangerous. For example, you need to pick up toxic, you know, garbage, or you need to move from one place to another. And this is actually very, very dangerous also. I still remember that we have one customer in Singapore that we actually supplied the solution for them. And this company actually hired just one operator to carry a pallet from point A to point B. And every journey is about 30 minutes. And in one day, this particular operator only walked 8 times only. So go and back for, you know, half an hour per journey. And if you look into that, the operator himself would not think that he added a lot of value for the company, because you just push a trolley from point A to point B. From the company, again, they pay the salary or for this operator just to do that, it seems doesn't make sense. So again, these are the jobs that actually can be automated. And yeah, so if you look into that, yes, it will reduce a job for this particular worker. But if you look into the other side, if there's a lot more robots are being used to replace all these workers who are actually designed and manufactured this robot. So this is a job creation. And all these robots need to be maintained and serviced, and who are going to maintain this service. So these are a wide, high kind of job. So they get paid better compared to doing the operator job.
Now, talk to us about some of the finer points that need to be considered in the roadmap.
I think one of the bigger challenges in this roadmap is the accessibility to this kind of a technology. So when we first start doing robotics in Malaysia 10 years ago, and we see one of the bigger challenges for a Malaysian company to adopt a technology from overseas is always the price. I still remember a normal robot that's going to cost about 100,000 ringgit. It's going to cost 1 million ringgit if you were to buy from Japan or the United States. So there must be have certain strategy. How can we actually adopt this technology for outside back to Malaysia at a very affordable pricing? So that's number one. Number two, I think along the way, we cannot just rely on external. We cannot just keep on importing. We have to start to, you know, make our own robot, sustain ourselves. And just like recently during the COVID cases, when all the border closes, when we try to buy a robot from, you know, obviously we are not able to do that because, you know, everything closed. And then we have to rely on ourselves, but we were not ready at that time. So I think another roadmap that needs to be considered seriously is that we have to have a roadmap how to build our own technology company in Malaysia that build robots. So the third one is aligned with the second objective. It's all about the supply chain. So if we were to build a robot at this moment of time in Malaysia, I think it's still possible, but most of the part and component, we actually have to, you know, buy again from overseas. And if we are able to, you know, come up with a better supply chain in Malaysia, that would be great. This including as a motor component for hardware, like the motor, the battery, the controller. Then the next part will be the intelligent part, AI, programmer, and stuff like that.
So which sectors do you see investing most in robotics?
As for now, very straightforward, manufacturing. Because, you know, we hire a lot of operators doing all these tasks. So ideas from electronic, warehouse, F&B, and so on. So this is the place that where the adoption will be faster and higher. Because in manufacturing, in other part of the world, they'll be using a robot a lot. I think the new sector that coming up in Malaysia particularly will be agriculture. There's many reasons for that. So number one, in Malaysia, we have farm oil agriculture. No other country have this kind of, you know, palm oil at that kind of a scale. And because of that, we don't see, you know, palm oil in Western country or in Japan. So they won't design a solution for that. And having said that, Malaysia will not able to import a technology to settle or to solve the palm oil agriculture. And this is a Malaysia problem. And if we can actually come out with a solution for that, that would be very, very good. So I would say agriculture is one, a big portion. I mean, not only for palm oil, including the rubber, including, you know, brinjal and all the farm that we have. And the next one, I would say service robot. I think we've seen the growth of the service robot. People start to accept robot in their daily life. Like now you go to any restaurant, you see the robot moving around. If you see the robot 5 years ago, maybe you try to, you know, make fun of the robot, kick the robot a little bit. But now you start to accept the robot, you start to, you know, use the robot in our life. So I think that would be another increase of usage in Malaysia.
Dr. Yong, thanks for speaking with us today. That was Dr. Yong Chia Fai, Managing Director and Co-Founder of DF Automation and Robotics, weighing in on the upcoming National Robotics Roadmap. Let us know, are you excited about robots being a bigger part of our lives and industries? Where would you like to see this? You can call 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.